lot of prayer, and a lot about what God is doing in the hearts and lives of his people. So I'd like to read the portion. Let's go down to verse 8, please. There we go. And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous lights, Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, we thank you for your word is truth. And we pray, Lord, that we would not leave here today without knowing the truth of what John 14, 6 said, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through you. And also, Lord, that you would remind us who we are. That when your truth causes people to stumble all around us, when your rock, the truth of your confession that you are the Christ, Lord, when it causes people to doubt, when it causes people to stumble, when it causes people to react negatively, when it causes people to be critical, when it causes people to hate, when it causes people to do all kinds of horrible things around us, when we suffer persecution, we would never forget who we are as your covenant people and what authority and power you have given us as our king, as kingdom people. So Lord, may we do what this says in 1 Peter chapter 2. May we be those living stones. May we be that chosen people, the holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people of your own possession. Lord, may we be the people you've called us to be. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, I only have like 4 minutes, so I think we talk about it a lot here. But I wanted to reiterate today the importance of what happened during confirmation. What happened during confirmation is the covenant that God made with these young women at their baptism. They affirmed and confirmed in their hearts the truth of what they received, and now they are going to live it. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that wonderful? But I can tell you that the truth that they received in their baptism, that they are chosen, that they have a place in eternity, that they are God's children, that he is pleased with them, and that he loves them, can be really hard for the world to accept. Am I right? There are going to be people who will tell them, how can God love you when you do this? How can God love you when you do that? How can a loving God let this happen? How can a God who is just let this injustice continue? I mean, when they go to college, if they go to college, they're going to hear some things that will really rock their world and really be harmful in a lot of ways to their faith. They're going to hear that God is dead. They're going to hear that the religion is a crutch. They're going to hear that they need to try everything in order to figure out who they are. Well, I'm here to tell you that today what they did in confessing their faith and in confirming the faith to which they were baptized is proof that of what we, each and every one of us, is called to do each day. We are called to accept the truth as Jesus told his disciples that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And it sounds really harsh, but you know what? It's not that harsh because hasn't he done it all? Hasn't he made himself the way through the cross? Hasn't he given us his truth, which he says he is? And hasn't he promised us not only life here as kingdom people, but eternal life in the kingdom forever? He's done it all. Amen? And then to top it all off, in the covenant, he, the Father, gives us our identity. And he says, you are my child. And he wants us to remember who we are. And so he tells us, as he's talking about these living stones, which you got to think about the fact that in Israel, stones are a big deal. They're all over the place. And stones built the temple. And he's talking about us being the temple. He's talking about us being the church. And he says that the stone that the builders rejected, the stone that causes offense. How many of you, in talking about Jesus Christ and what he says about that truth we just talked about from John 14, 6, come up against opposition? It sounds exclusive, doesn't it? Sounds harsh. And we come up against opposition, and so we know the truth of what Peter is saying here. But the fascinating thing is Petrus is talking about living stones, meaning rocks, right? Living rocks. And then he goes on to say, but you are a chosen nation. or generation. A chosen generation. A chosen nation. Isn't that awesome? You're chosen. And you're a royal priesthood, right? Think about that. The people that stood between God and the people, you now stand in the gap for people. You now have the position of praying for people. It's okay when people say, can you pray for me? I used to cringe every time as a pastor. I'd walk down the street, somebody say, hey, Father, can you pray for me? I was wanting to say, well, yeah, I can, but you can do it yourself. But then I thought to myself, you know what? That's a privilege. So I said, I'll do that. I will do that. I will pray for you as long as you pray as well with me. We'll do it together. And I think that's a privilege, right? We are acting as royal priesthood, a holy nation, a holy nation. We are holy. We are God's chosen people. We are his kingdom people. We are holy. We're holy. That's huge. And not only that, we are his own possession. I like that word, possession. It's kind of an interesting word. The King James said we are a peculiar people. In the ESV, it says we're his possession. But I want to just pick on a word that comes up there. If you could put that text back up there, Jeff, that we just read, verse 9. Sorry. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now, I want to ask you something. How many of you have used the word excellencies lately? That's the only problem I have with the ESV is they just love these words because they want to be faithful to the Greek and they want to be faithful to Scripture. And this is the only place in Holy Scripture that this word appears. Only place. So they have, in every different translation, they got different words. And I looked at it and I said, oh boy. That you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. I mean, what a wonderful good news statement, right? But what does excellencies mean? Well, first of all, I want to say, have you ever heard the French word for stop? Arrête. Yeah. The French word for stop. Well, I want you to just add a Canadian word, A, on the end. Can you say that? Arrête. You just said the word that only appears once, and it's in verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 2. You know that word. That's the word that they translate here, excellencies. It means virtues, that you may proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, that you may know who you are, that you may proclaim the excellencies. You may leave here today and let everybody know, even if they don't want to hear it, let them know about the excellencies of God, the virtues of God, the love that he has, that he's chosen you, that you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, a people who are his own possession, that you were not a people before, but now you are God's people. That you had not received mercy, but now you have mercy, and may you walk as kingdom people with his authority and power and spread that mercy. Can I ask you, if I ask you next week, how many people have you shared the excellencies of God with today or this last week? How many of you are going to say, yeah, I did that? You're probably not going to use that word unless you want to. And even if you want to impress me more, you'll say, I'm not only doing this because God said it, but he said I should proclaim the excellencies of him who called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. But I got even a better word. I'm going to express to you the rete. You're going to sound really good. I'm not going to know what you're talking about, but you're going to sound good. Okay? May you, not only our confirmants, but each one of us, walk as a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, because once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy, and you are called upon. You are chosen, royal, holy, and called to proclaim his excellencies. Amen. Okay.